Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature three Motown artists that had great songs after they left the Motown record label. We'll hear first from Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Temptations, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Isley Brothers, Lionel Richie, Rare Earth, and Smokey Robinson. First up, Gladys Knight and the Pips' only number one song on the Buddha record label, Midnight Train to Georgia. Well, Gladys Knight and the Pips reached the number two position twice during their Motown years. The first time was I Heard It Through the Grapevine, and it spent 3 weeks at number two in December of 1967. The second song, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, was number two for a couple of weeks at the end of March of 1973. It took a change of labels and titles in the 25th chart entry to get Gladys and her Pips the number one song coming up. After 8 years with Motown, Gladys and her Pips went in search of greener pastures. They signed with a New York-based record label called Buddha, and they released a song called Where Peace Waters Flow. It was a ballad that was a medium-sized hit. It reached number 28 in the summer of 1973. Well, for the second single, they returned to a writer that they knew before, Jim Weathersley. He was a songwriter from Pontiac, Mississippi, and he recorded one of his own songs, Midnight Plane to Houston. Well, Gladys liked the song, but she changed the words a little bit to Midnight Train to Georgia. And here it is, right here on Motown Memories.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world. The world he left behind. Not so long. But he so found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, So he pawned all his hopes,
ooh, ooh,
and even sold his old car.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said.
Right.
I've got to be with him.
I know you will.
Oh.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars with the number 29 tune from 1965, Shake and Finger Pop. Before that, The Temptations with Psychedelic Shack, number 7 from 1970. And we started with Glass Night and the Pips' only number 1 song from 1973 on the Buddha record label, Midnight Train to Georgia. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some songs from some great Motown artists, but after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the Isley Brothers had a big song with It's Your Thing, reaching number 2 from 1969 on the T-Neck record label. Well, after scoring only one popular hit with the Motown record label, the song This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak for You, the Isleys felt typecast in the role as a second-tier act, while well-established Motown acts such as The Temptations, The Miracles, and The Four Tops got more promotion from Motown. The brothers' decision to leave Motown came after a successful UK tour, where the brothers had a bigger fan base there than in America. A re-release of This Old Heart had reached number 3 on their pop singles charts, and similar success came with two more singles from their Motown catalog that were hits well after their Motown departure. Well, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, allowed the brothers to leave the label, and the Isleys reacted with their own record label called T-Neck Records, where they originally started a few years prior to their Motown signing. Well, for Buddha Records, the Isleys recorded It's Your Thing, which Ronald Isley wrote upon arriving home after taking his daughter to school. His older brothers, O'Kelly and Rudolph, helped compose more lyrics to make this song a great hit number 2. Here are the Isley Brothers with It's Your Thing, right here on Motown Memories.
It's your thing, do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing, do what you wanna do.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Somebody
Song by Lionel Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling, number 2 from 1986, and we started with the Isley Brothers' It's Your Thing on the T-Neck record label. It reached number 2 in the U.S. Billboard charts in 1969, but it stayed number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues charts for 4 weeks in that same year. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We've been featuring this hour Motown artists that had some great songs after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, Rare Earth, with their only non-Motown song, a song called Wild Ride, number 39 from 1978. Well, Rare Earth recorded on a Motown subsidiary record label called Rare Earth, and they really prospered in 1970 through 1972. Although not the first white band signed to Motown, Rare Earth was the first hit-making act signed by Motown that consisted only of white members. The group formed in 1960 as the Sunliners and changed their name to Rare Earth in 1968. After recording an unsuccessful debut album called Dreams Answers on the Verve record label in 1968, they were signed to Motown in 69. Motown wanted to have a record label just for white rock artists, and the record company didn't have a name for the new label yet, and the band jokingly suggested that Motown call the label Rare Earth. To the band's surprise, Motown decided to do just that. Well, Rare Earth had a number of top 40 songs in 1970 and 1971, including covers of The Temptations' I Know I'm Losing You and Get Ready. Well, surprisingly, the cover of Get Ready was the biggest hit for Rare Earth, peaking at number 4 in the U.S. Billboard charts, and was more successful than the original version. Well, here are Rare Earth on the Prodigy record label. This song was written by the Bee Gees, and it was their only non-Motown hit, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Smokey Robinson with Let Me Be the Clock, that reached number 31 from 1980, and we started with Rare Earth, Warm Ride, number 39 from 1978. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured six Motown artists that had post-Motown hits. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.